This is Roni's Own Radio. Now, Roni's Own Radio is a show where we present views and interviews about everything from God to Star Wars and everything in between, in about 30 minutes. We hope to enlighten, enrage, and engage you by looking at topics from many different angles. You never know what you're going to get with Roni's Own Radio, but it will always be a very, very different podcast. Roni's Own Radio. Check us out at jrdonline.com. And now, on with the show. What is up, everybody? This is Jeff Roni, and you are listening to Roni's Own Radio number 47. And just to kind of bring you up to speed, there's been a lot of activity at Roni's Own Productions, a lot of things behind the scenes, a lot of things in the scenes, actually. And the first thing I do want to talk about is we are trying a lot of new things, and one of the things is we are trying is using TalkShoe, which is a website that has a software that uses, in accordance with the website, where that it combines a couple of different parts together. One it combines is a screen on the website, or actually the software that you download, pops up a window after visiting the TalkShoe website that will allow you to see all the people that are joining together for a TalkShoe event. Okay, now just stay with me here. We'll talk about all the different parts. So there's a TalkShoe Live software that you need to download. I don't believe there's any malware, any type of issue with it. As far as I'm concerned, I've run my different adware and malware programs on my computer, and I have not noticed anything at all to pop up with the TalkShoe software. And what it does is it creates an event window that you can see who is joining on the TalkShoe event. Now, here's the thing. It is a brand new type of interactive podcasting software website connecting point, okay? So a lot of people don't know about it, and what I recommend you do, and I keep saying this and nobody's doing it, but I implore you, please, drop by the TalkShoe website, sign up. Yes, you do. You have to sign up. Download the TalkShoe Live software, please do, and join a couple of sessions over there. They have shows about all kinds of different things. Some are, you know, just somebody waiting on the other end, you know, and they'll, when you join, they'll say, hello, and you know, so-and-so, oh, looks like, you know, you've joined us. Do you have any questions? And you can ask folks questions. You can give your feedback and all that. Now, so TalkShoe website, download the software. You can join an event. Now, when you join, you can do a couple of different things. You can just listen if you want. You can also join as far as using the text chat. So there is a text chat set up. At this point, it runs horizontally, which is, you know, can be problematic to some folks that kind of read across the screen. But anyway, that's what it does. It also combines a conference call bridge with that event. So you've got the TalkShoe website you have to visit to log into the session. You need the TalkShoe Live software, which enables you to have the window pop up to see everyone who's joining. You can text chat back and forth to the people who are in the call, or you don't have to text chat at all. You can just listen if you don't want to. Now, if you want to go to the next step, it also, as I mentioned, allows you to dial in with your phone or Skype or any type of VoIP, Vonage, or whatever, and dial in and connect audibly to the call so that if you have a verbal question and you want to ask to the host or other folks that are on the show, the host can give you that ability to actually speak, interact on the show. So there's a lot of different edges to it. I did want to take a bit of time to kind of explain what it was so that hopefully there's a lot less questions. If you don't know what Skype is, I would recommend. I don't work for them. I don't work for TalkShoe. But download Skype and give it a shot. It is a way to use your computer to dial telephone numbers. So, you know, Vonage has been around for a while, so you've probably heard of companies that do this. And Skype has a very low-cost way to make domestic calls. I think now it's around $20 a year, but that's pretty reasonable for domestic calls within the U.S. So, again, I don't work for them. I'm not selling anything, but go take advantage of it. Why not try something new? Try something different. And I use Skype when I dial the phone number, when I connect to the TalkShoe phone number, and I don't pay any charge for it because I live in California. The phone number that I'm giving out and using to connect to the TalkShoe events in Pennsylvania, you guys do the math. I pay, you know, $15-$20 a year to Skype, and it's a free call. So anyway, TalkShoe, Skype, you know, check it out and kind of be ready for new events that are coming along the pike. We're really doing a big push right now to get more listeners to the show, more folks subscribe to the show, more folks that listen to the show. So if you're new to Roni's Own Radio and you may have subscribed in the last couple of weeks, I say welcome. I say thank you. And we are definitely a very different show, just like the intro said. We talk a lot about all kinds of different things. And when folks try to pigeonhole us and say, well, you're just a Christian show, or you're just a Star Wars show, or you're just a whatever show, we are all over the place. We talk about a lot of different things. And if you don't believe me, go to RoneyZone.com, RoneyZone.com. And check out the Roni Zone Radio download archive. Believe you me, there is probably at least one or two subjects that you're highly interested in, and a bunch of them that you're probably wondering about. Well, what is this about? What is that about? So check that out. Download some. Get acquainted with it. We also have our comedy podcast, the Tatooine TV podcast is still being available on feed, so you can subscribe to that. It is award-winning, as is Roni's Own Radio. So yes, you are listening to an award-winning podcast. We also have Ear Giggles, which is another comedy podcast. So there's so many things that are going on. We're actually also writing some audio dramas, and there is possibility for some future Tatooine TV, some Star Wars parody stuff that's coming down the pike. So it is very exciting right now. I myself and William and Colleen are just crazy busy out of our mind. So please support Roni's Own Productions however you can, whether you want to put in, you know, our URL, a clickable URL in your signature line on a message board, whether you want to email five friends and invite them over to listen maybe to a future talk show event, or maybe to download some of the episodes. Maybe you know someone who is a Star Wars fan, and so you send them an email, and maybe they're kind of new to podcasting. Maybe you can kind of help them understand the whole process of downloading, maybe showing them how to subscribe and all this kind of stuff. So take some time to introduce some new folks to the shows here. We have a lot of great shows here. We have a lot of great, exciting things planned. And so the only way it can get bigger is if you take initiative to do that. Believe me, I am taking a lot of initiative to let people know that there's something very interesting and different out there. This is not a one-topic show. And sometimes it's tough to get a larger audience when it's kind of a multi-topic show, but we're going to do it. And I don't care how or why or whatever, we're just going to get it done. So tell some friends, maybe send an email around with some download links to some of the Roni's Own Radio shows, so folks can download and listen to them and kind of help them go through the process of maybe subscribing to a podcast, maybe explaining what it is, maybe getting them Wind Potter or Juice or one of the other aggregators for the different kinds of podcasts. There's a lot of great podcasts out there, and I just hope that you would make, and you and your friends and folks that are interested in the things that we're talking about, make us a couple of other subscriptions in your list. Now, on to something completely different. Colleen and I took a vacation to Florida a few weeks back, and unfortunately we couldn't take you, but we want to take you there now. So we started recording at Epcot, and we were walking around the the World Showcase Lagoon. And I think this was the night that we had dinner at the French restaurant, I believe so. Anyway, it's starting to rain, and you can hear the rain and our little funny comments. I think this is probably the funniest sound seeing tour I've ever heard in my life. And just really quickly, is I do want to let you know of another great group of podcasters. It is the DisneyPodcastNetwork.com. And the guys over at the DPN are just fantastic. I've listened to a number of Disney shows, and sometimes, in my opinion, that some of the other shows are elitist and that you have to kind of like a certain thing and know certain things. And some of the folks really only like, you know, one of the parks, and they really do like the Walt Disney World in Florida. But what I really appreciate about the guys in the DPN at the DisneyPodcastNetwork.com is that they all love all the Disney parks. Now, you know, maybe not Tokyo Disney, maybe they've never been there. But what I appreciate is their love of all things Disney, and it's a wider view. Plus the fact that they never really get too serious. Now, there are some shows that are very informative, but there are other shows that are just zany, crazy, and of course, I like those shows the best. But anyway, please go check out DisneyPodcastNetwork.com. Listen to all the great shows. There's a Meandering Mouse from Jeff from Houston. There's Imagineering My Way from Greg McNaughton. There's Micecast. There's Trapped on Vacation. There's Window to the Magic. There's the Mouse Lounge. I mean, whatever your interest is, whether it's light interest in Disney, whether you really love the parks, whether you love the films, whether you love whatever, there is a podcast there for you. So please go check them out. And they have really influenced me a lot as far as doing this crazy kind of sound seeing funny stuff, is because I love the whole aspect of taking you with me with these binaural microphones in my ear, and so you can be there with me in the rain and listen to our corny jokes and just listen to us being silly. And I really take my hat off to them and really say that they mean a lot to me, those guys over there, and they really made me feel welcome, even though I don't have a Disney podcast. And but anyway, please go check them out. And without any further ado, we now take you, without a TSA security checkpoint, you don't have to take off your shoes or your coat or take the laptop out, where you can leave all that alone. We're going to take you right now to Walt Disney World's Epcot with Jeff and Colleen in the rain.
Well, hello, podcast listeners. It's Jeff Roney again here at Epcot. And it's day 54, however long our thing, and it's raining. It's raining, isn't it, honey?
Yes, it is.
Here in Epcot.
Yes, it is.
The happiest place on earth.
No, that's the Magic Kingdom.
Okay, so this is the most expensive place on earth.
No,
okay. The international place. And I am binaurally podcasting. From, we are now passing through Morocco, however they speak with their Moroccan accent. I love their music because they really have a way of combining near stripping and music together. And I can appreciate that as an art form in Morocco. Okay, and maybe R&B sometimes. But anyway, here we have, we just had a wonderful meal at the Le Chefs de France.
Les Chefs de France.
I am massacring every type of language known to man. I'm just now France. So I had Le Perche de Coco. That's what I had. And my wife had what?
I had roasted chicken.
Oh, you had the roasted chicken.
Yes.
And I don't know how they pronounce it.
Poulet rôtisserie.
Yeah. That, what she said. So anyway, you know, we had a wonderful dinner there. And now we're kind of getting soaked, you know, moment by moment. But that's okay. It's part of the experience. Well, oh no, no.
Should we check it out?
Part of the experience. Well, if you want one, I'm fine. I was born fine. It's all good.
Let's just go check it out.
Because I want these Floridians to really feel that somebody from California can really kind of roll with it. We're not afraid of a little rain. You know. Well, I have a poncho. Well, you want to borrow mine? Hey, you can borrow mine. See, but the prices go up on the rain gear when it rains, though. Don't you know? I'm just kidding. It's not true. This one here in Japan in the store. So exciting. Speed Racer is a Disney property, it would seem. And Goodbye Kitty there. I don't know where my wife went. Oh, there she is. I thought she left me for good. Yes. It's a little baby. And it grows up to say no and not go to college. What? You know, we're looking at these little children here, little dolls that are fishing and sleeping or something. I don't know. What all? Power Rangers. Well, little crocodile. There's a fish. I would imagine it's a carp of some kind. Okay, goldfish. A minky.
Oh, look at this.
All right. What kind of drums going on? Well, I guess we're shopping now while it's raining outside. All right, we're now looking at some samurai swords. And I hope I said that. Hopefully Uma Thurman is here to kind of show these off. And yes. Or to attack midgets. Okay. Some nice scents over here. Scents that cost dollars. Telling you, we have some clothing here. All right, some hats. I bought a hat here. It says Grumpy on it. I don't know why. I guess it was just there, available. Me, I'm not grumpy. Yes. Have shoes here.
It's traditional footwear.
Traditional footwear. Here in the store. And
little handbags from where I got mine.
Little handbags and things there. Some kimonos. Little fans there.
Do you know how I got my bag here actually?
That's correct, yes.
Here's one.
Correct.
Excuse me.
Some lanterns here and some CDs playing, I would imagine, some traditional Japanese music. I have some fragile balls. Please handle with care. Were they little made of little wire or something? With little swinging birds in there. Very delicate art. And we have some bamboo gift sets. A very beautiful little hallway. It's nice. Chopsticks. I need the ones that are spring loaded in the middle that are always available. Yeah. Yes, that is what I need. I need, I guess it's chopsticks with training wheel things.
That would be actually really good. If they're really good, that would be really good for you. Mm-hmm. Look at how gorgeous these chopsticks are.
They're very ornate and beautiful.
They really are.
They are.
They're wonderful. Oh,
tea sets and little kitties. Ah, wasabi bee or wasabi peas. That's what those are. Wasabi peas over here.
Ooh, wasabi peas.
Yep. Hello Panda. I guess it's like Hello Kitty, but it's Hello Panda.
Yes, it's adorable.
Yan, yan, yan. Okay, all right. Trying to get acclimated here with these treats. All right. Strawberry hockey. Okay, all right. Good. That is good. You have a lot of writing all over it. All kinds of writing all over it. Like it's a book with candy inside.
Oh, I love these suckers.
All right.
I'm going to get some of these. Because they're really good.
There's drinks over here. Jasmine green tea. Green tea. All right. Yeah. You know that Natalie Portman has done some commercials for Japan, Japanese television. It's true. I imagine this is where the alcoholic drinks are here. The sake. And notice I did not pronounce it sake. I pronounced it sake. All right. Zipang. It's like a word from a Monty Python film. Zipang. Yes, Thomas the Tank Engine and his friend. Oh, look, it's a princess over there, honey. She's wearing a tiara and an ain't Paris Hilton. They have knives on the wall. Not in the wall, but on the wall. There's something called haichu. I guess you could eat a haichu reading a haiku, I think. Just a thought.
I'm going to have to beat you severely. You do realize that, right?
And I know the composer of this song.
Really?
Yes.
And who might it be?
Iseo Tomita. He's a very, very popular electronic musician. And I listened to many of his songs, well, many of his albums. What he did is he redid originally a lot of classical music. And then he did some original stuff. But yeah, Iseo Tomita. You heard it here first, folks. Tomita here on Roni's Own Radio. I do. I like Tomita a lot. It's good stuff. I call it homework music. You can listen to it when you do your homework. Because there's no words, so, you know. Either that or Genesis. Genesis is also good homework music. But old Genesis.
How did we get off on the homework music?
I was just talking about homework music.
Okay, but where did I
talk? Alright. So we are now in Japan, the area of Japan, in Epcot. And some very ornate temples here. Some nice trees. Very quiet and peaceful here. And I'm trying not to do any Godzilla jokes.
There's a koi pond.
Yes.
Oh, look at those big
koi.
Look at how big they are, man. They're huge. They're sleeping. Yeah. Do you realize how what they're doing? They're sleeping.
You know, but it's funny because Japan.
I've never seen fish sleep like that.
Japan or Hawaii, I can do my famous rhyming joke. Oh boy, koi, I do that in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or here in Japan, oh boy, koi. See?
Right.
And it's really only two places.
Right.
You know. But anyway, I digress. We are now moving into the American area of Epcot.
Not American, United States.
Well, what do you mean? What's the difference?
North American, South American.
All right.
And you have Canada, which is technically also North American.
But is this not called the American Adventure?
Well, that's the name of the
movie. All right, then.
But it's not, that's the name of the movie. That's not, this is the United States.
Ugh. I'm going to leave this in because I do want people to know that you and I disagree from time to time. Not all the time, from time to time. I want to hear the voices of freedom.
They're not singing right now, I'm sure.
Well, that's too bad.
I don't know. Funnel cake!
Okay, we have some cheerleaders, so... probably going to get loud.
No, they're dancing.
All right.
See now, don't you wish we had our rain suits right now?
No.
I do.
No, but I don't want to put on my poncho because it'll ruin the whole binaural thing.
No.
Do you want my poncho?
No.
Okay, you can have it.
No.
It's free to you. It doesn't cost you $6. It doesn't have a picture of Mickey on it, though.
Well, you want a Mickey.
Anyway, all right. So we are now passing through the United States of America, good old U.S. of A. Pacific. Land here.
Here in the world showcase.
My wife should have been a lawyer.
Yes, she wanted to be a lawyer.
All right. So now, not that we're rushing things, but we are now leaving Epcot. We're leaving the United States area. We're moving into Italy. Italia. You know, the home of... Well, the home of Italian people. You know? The
right.
Godfather.
Let's go look in here.
You know? The Pope.
Right.
You know?
Actually,
Catholic folks. Well, they live everywhere, but... You know? Smoking folks. You know? Everybody. Alright. Oh, I'm so full I can't eat another thing. And that's not a... Monty Python joke either.
Hi, can I ask you that? Go across the street. That's where your mother is. Where's your supper? I was already having it. Would you like a boxer or a very fine bet? I don't want to purchase any more.
All right. See, I remember the days before I was married. You know, you could pick up chicks here to Epcot, but you gotta be ready to speak like 8 different languages. It's tough. Unless you speak money. You know, whatever. Uh-oh, there it is. Yep. Oh, boy. Somebody ain't happy. Not me. I'm very happy. Woo! I'm even happy in the rain. Ashton Kutcher looking person there.
Let's remember to have some gelato tomorrow.
Gelato. I love gelato. So we are leaving the Italy portion. And we are now heading into Germany. Deutschland, the land of beer and Braunschweiger and Volkswagen, which means people wagon, people car, something. That's what it means.
Ladies and gentlemen,
holy smoke.
Epcot is proud to welcome you to World Showcase Lagoon.
Uh-oh.
And in just 30 minutes, we invite you to enjoy illuminations, reflections of Earth. Thank you.
Do you suppose they really will?
Well, it's raining. That's part of the illuminations of Earth. Yeah. So we went to the German, what do they call it? The restaurant, what is it? Brewhaus or something? The beer garden. But we didn't hear the band play this time. But we saw them setting out the little bells, so they're going to play a little bell song there. See, a quick trip. Now, what's interesting here is we're moving through a kind of a blank area as we round over here through, I guess this is Africa?
It's the Africa, yeah.
Okay. But now we saw a couple of guys that were from Imagineering with some notes, and they're pointing at some of the areas around the World Showcase Lagoon. So methinks they're either planning another show, a ride, a land, I don't know, something, but something's going down, and it's a good thing, not a bad. Alright, so here we are in Africa.
Sort of.
Well, I don't know what this is. It's kind of really small to be Africa. So they're selling Italian shirts and stuff. Okay. Probably a sign for more Africa, go to Animal Kingdom. You know.
Right.
Some folks playing the drums over here. Yeah, but I'm not talking to deaf people. I'm talking to people that can't see because they're not here, so people can hear that. Sorry.
Over the river, right?
Over the river. We're now heading into China.
Grandma. Grandma Wong's house.
Okay. Oh, over the hill and through the
river and through the woods.
There you go. That's it. Over the hill and Dale.
Yeah, no,
I massacre all those phrases. I never get them right. But anyway, this is China. It's a beautiful area. The Cinerama movie and all that.
Yes.
Very incredible.
China.
But some of the stuff you only got to see once, though, you know?
Yeah.
I don't go back a lot.
Yeah.
I saw the Impressions of France a second time because I love the music. But.
Oh, yeah. It's like classical French.
So, now we're scooting through China. We're heading in through Norway. Home of the Vikings and the Maelstrom. Maelstrom. That's it. That's correct. And they have the Stave Church, which is, I guess, the church made of staves. Well, no, the stave is a long piece of wood or something. All right. Well, let's go in then. And nave is stave. I think it's stave.
It's a stave church.
Okay.
Right here.
You want to ride the maelstrom?
No.
Okay.
No, it scares me.
All right.
Here, look.
Stave church. Okay.
Yeah. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. And they have the Viking boat here.
Right. The Viking longboat.
I wrote a Viking action story one time, but the boat was a little bigger than I had kind of planned on because I kind
of
had this big old under area where people could kind of live and sleep, and they're real small. They're really just kind of attack boats, because you know what they would do? They would attack churches in Ireland and get the money. And actually, the Vikings were the first to use the ladder to attack churches, because they would build like areas up on towers. So Vikings would use a ladder, throw it up there, go up there, get the stuff, and get out of there. So, do we want to take another try with the River of Time?
Let's see if this river turns up or no. Under refurbishment. Oh, no!
What do you... All right. Well, unless you want to huddle under a thing.
No, not really.
Okay.
It's getting very cold and I'm very wet now.
All right.
So I'm thinking...
I don't know.
Trip back to the hotel in the warmth of the room. Yeah.
See, I have a bit of a gift of mimicry.
Yes, you do.
And coming to a place like this, there's people
this
with a lot of different types of speech patterns. So I'm like a big computer. I just hear it and just kind of put it in there. Oh, you think?
I know.
Fodder for future little funny bits.
I know, but I'm telling people that.
Oh, yeah.
You know where it comes from. So you don't just come to me. Sometimes they come just out of your head.
Right.
A lot of times it's because you find somebody.
So Cecilia from Minnesota, guess what? You're the next up in one of my bits. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Now, this is another thing, is that, you know, I have partaken of the dessert things this trip. But I'm telling you, this walking that we're doing is a fairly brisk pace. We're not running.
No, we're not.
But we're not loping along.
No, we're not.
And I'm not breathing heavy. I'm having a normal conversation, talking. Now, I'm not jogging.
No.
Jogging, I think, that's a whole different matter.
Yeah.
So, but definitely I'm more prepared for this. Because some of my podcast buddies there, you can, they're walking, you can tell. Okay, we're gonna go up to, so that's why they wait till they catch their breath, and then they start recording.
Yeah, I discovered my dog's not really all that waterproof.
Yeah, like this would be fun. Have a podcaster race that you record. Okay. From the front of Epcot over to the American Adventure. Go. Okay. Here we go. Okay, we're in Canada. Oh my god. Well, there's the huge ball, the geodesic ball, and it's 16 tons or 162. The bus driver was telling us.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay. That's my wife, see?
I don't remember.
Well, she don't know. She just says it's huge. Because Judge Judy can't sue you for that.
Right.
How large did you say that was? I said it was huge. Well, okay.
Huge is around.
Can't argue with that. Huge, you know.
Find some place with those blankets and get a blanket.
Uh-oh. Now, one of these songs, see, Jeff from Houston says it's called the Pooping Song, and I think this is that song right here. Because he said every time he'd go into the bathroom, they would play the song in the loop.
Oh, that's funny.
See, so I'm pretty sure this is the Pooping Song. And it's funny because he got an email. Sorry, guys, that are listening. But he got an email from the guy that actually composed this song. No, no, no. Just get an umbrella, honey. You don't want a blanket. I had to carry that thing home. Oh, boy. We're in the one of 1,000 gift shops here. I don't know which one it is. It's in the future world, though. The big Mickey hands and... I wonder if they have how to touch people classes for the people in costumes now. All that trouble with Tigger and stuff. I just want a big bag, like a tote bag. I guess I won't worry about it. If my bag is overweight, I'll just throw stuff away. I don't need these pants. I don't need these socks or shoes. Well, it's not raining as bad now. Kind of a wind is picking up now. That's the one thing I do, honestly, I love about Floridians. They don't care about the rain.
No.
They stick up a map, hat, something. Keep on walking. They know it's going to stop. Unfortunately, us Californians, for the most part, run straight for the poncho shop. You know, we think the world is ending. I'm better, though. Innovations. The road to computer yesterday. Because by the time it's put up, it's outdated. And on Spaceship Earth, the future is communication. as long as we communicate, we will live on this spaceship Earth.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
See? Anyone could be a writer, right? Okay.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, you're not very supportive.
I didn't say you couldn't. Oh.
No, 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 it's fine. Oh, no, it's fine.
No,
it's fine.
Gosh, don't even, like, try to say something.
And now let us make the trek to the bus. It's about 2 miles that way. Because we couldn't stay on the monorail loop. That's okay. We saw our name on the Leave a Legacy. I'll show it to you now, but this is a recording. It's audio.
Picture, not name. Picture.
Okay, well, picture. Sorry. In a big blue world. That's all I know. All right. Sorry.
Is that recording?
Yes.
Oh,
of course.
Just checking.
And it's crazy. I know. I'm going to shut it off now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye, all.
We're going to make this short. Thanks for listening to my blabbering before. See you next time. Thanks for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and send us some feedback at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Jeff Roni saying, see you later. Bye. Roni's Own Radio is a Roni's Own audio production.